I'm with former Packers center Frank Winters, and I think I know the answer to this question, Frank, but I'll ask it anyhow. You played for four different franchises. Which one was your favorite?
Well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, any time you get to play in a rich tradition franchise as the Packers have for the last, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, it's a special feeling to play here in Lambeau Field on Sunday. And I had the opportunity to play with some great players, and being successful was something that was special and that you cherish for the rest of your life.
Plus, you had the opportunity for a long time to snap the ball to a kind of good quarterback.
Yeah, we were very fortunate here in Green Bay. We had my whole tenure here, 11 years, we had one quarterback. You know, it's probably the most stable, you know, quarterback position, you know, duo in probably NFL history. You know, it was something special. He was a great player. You know, he's still a great friend. We still communicate, and someday, you know, he'll be up there. Well, you know, to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, and it was a great opportunity. It was just a great, you know, it was just a pleasure playing with him.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, you've been inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, and that quarterback, Brett Favre, by the way, was your presenter. Now, there's not many offensive linemen that have that distinction of being presented for induction by the guy, or center at least, by the guy to whom they snapped the ball. What does that mean to you that Brett Favre came here and presented you for induction to the Packers Hall of Fame?
Well, it was special. You know, Brett was a special guy. I mean, you know, we had a friendship. We played together for 11 years. We were roommates for 11 years. We did a lot of things in the off season. We played golf. We, you know, we took trips places. You know, our families traveled together, and our kids grew up together, and they were about the same age. So it was special. It was also an awkward position, also because of the time that it was happening. You know, with Brett retiring, and then, you know, there was some change in his mind and decided to come back and play. So it was good in one way, but it was also maybe a distraction for some people another way. But it went well. It was smooth. You know, he came up, got it done, and left. And that may be the last time he was in Green Bay, besides playing here, when he came and played for some other teams. But, you know, that's just the nature of the business.
Won a Super Bowl. Made it to the Pro Bowl, in the Packers Hall of Fame, ranked them 1, 2, 3.
You know, winning the Super Bowl was great. You know, playing the Pro Bowl, that's just another accolade, you know. But, you know, being inducted to the Hall of Fame, it's an honor. But, I mean, when you go out and win the Super Bowl, it's such a team effort. And, you know, you look at some guys that played for so long who never had an opportunity to play in the playoffs or even get to the Super Bowl. So they're all special. And I was just glad to do it with a bunch of great guys that I played with.
Is the Super Bowl win, is that your biggest thrill?
It's a great honor. You know, it's an awesome feeling. It happens so fast with the media there for the week, and you know, before you know it, you win the game, you go back home, and after about, you know, a couple of weeks, it sets in that you actually won the Super Bowl. You know, you'll be getting a world championship ring and stuff. But it's you know, in today's day and game, in such a frenzy with all the media hype before the game, that you know, you really don't get to enjoy it until you kind of get away from it. You know, and you kind of get back home and everything's calmed down, then you get to realize, you know, that it was a great experience.
Biggest disappointment?
The biggest disappointment probably was losing the next one. I mean, you know, we were, I think, two touchdown favorites, you know, and you have to give them a lot of credit. They came out and they kind of whooped our butt, and, you know, the people say maybe we weren't ready, but, you know, we had great preparation, and, you know, they were just a better team that day.
What's it like coming back here?
It's always great to come back here. You know, it's special. You know, you come back, you see the fans, they still remember you. You know, I still have friends from when I played here that I come back and see, that have no relationship to the Packers. They're just people I've met while my 11 years were up here. And it's great to come back and see the guys that I play with and to kind of talk about some of the old stories with the older guys. And it's a great feeling here.